The passing of a sports media legend today, NFL Films president Steve Sabol, who co-started NFL Films, died at the age of 69. He was diagnosed with a tumor in the left side of his brain back in March of 2011, and he's been battling that disease ever since. And someone who was close to him personally, and of course has been working in the NFL for many, many decades, and close to Steve Sabol's work. Kevin Byrne, the VP of Public and Community Relations for the Ravens, joins us now. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Well, you're welcome, Brett.
Well, it is a sad, sad day, and of course, Steve was so young, just 69 years old. His impact on the game, and I think sports coverage in general, will be felt for all time. But you were around when this thing was getting going, and you knew him personally. Talk about that.
Well, first of all, I think the work that Steve did was for a generation what made the NFL so popular. He made it bigger in life. He made it Lawrence of Arabia or Star Wars, or, you know, widescreen cinematic excellence. And he just, you know, you think of maybe shots we take for granted now, Brett, like, you know, the ball flying through the air and landing in the extended fingers of an Anquan Boldin, or the release from a Joe Flacco. Shots like that with, you know, with snow in the background and wind. He had a view of life and of football that really, you know, in simple terms, was bigger than life. And he loved the game so much, and he loved cinema so much, and he loved words so much. You know, if you watch those, especially those early NFL products, those yearly highlight films, and the writing that's on those, that's all came from Steve Sabol. Mm. It's interesting, Brett. When he was really putting that first all-star group together that became NFL Films, Steve didn't hire people who knew film. He hired writers and taught them film. And so when you look back and you hear the great John Vicenda's voice of NFL Films back in the old days, and just those words, the thunderous words, so to speak. Again, I really think Steve was very instrumental in making the NFL the most popular sport in America. And again, this is the third time I'm saying it, but he really made the players, the game, the competition bigger than life.
You talk about all the generations of NFL fans that have, you know, learn to love the game through his lens, and I tell you what, I know my brother and I, you know, sitting there and watching the game highlights, it was, you know, looking at it through his vision, and I just wanted to play in the NFL because of Steve Sabol, and that sparked a dream in a little boy that, you know, I was blessed to have come to fruition, and I can see what you're saying. The man is, you know, unbelievable as far as just his accomplishments with the 40 Emmy Awards and over countless other shows where he just won award after award. And wow, I am sitting here humbled. But in terms of a contributor, as far as the NFL is concerned and as far as the Hall of Fame is concerned, do you think he would be a person as far as a major contributor being inducted into the Hall?
I think so. You know, and, excuse me, Q. This is not a knock on his father, Ed Sabol, who started NFL Films and went into the Hall of Fame in last July. But Steve Sabol really was the heart and soul of NFL Films. You know, he used to have a phrase, when people would ask him, you know, privately, you know, Steve, what do you think your role is? You know, with expanding the game and making it bigger or getting it to more markets, he would simply say, my job is to keep the flame. It's a very simple phrase, keep the flame. The flame, the heart, the soul of what football is. He wanted to tell his story through film. This is what these great men do. This is how great this game is. And if we could put it together with film, with voice, with words, and then also to music. you know, he had a full orchestra tape of record a bunch of music that became basically the soundtrack of the NFL.
Mm.
You know, you think of the old Raiders team and, you know, you hear
autumn
that.
Autumn wind.
You know, the autumn wind and all that. And the dun 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 dun.
Yes.
Know, and, you know, I
yes.
can just see it, you know, sitting on the muddy turf of Oakland. And, you know, like you, Brent, I would watch that when I was younger, and I remember doing slow motion football in my living room, and going, "Holy
yes.
cow! This is the game that I want to play, and I want to watch, and I want to get close to." I mean, he really, you know, I can't emphasize it enough that how much I believe that our popularity today as a sport, the NFL, owes a lot to Steve Sabol.
Kevin Byrne is with us here on WBAL, the Ravens VP of Public and Community Relations. Kevin, I'm not really sure how this went down, but take us back to after the Ravens win the Super Bowl and, of course, the first ever Hard Knocks. That was an HBO and still is an HBO co-NFL Films production. Q was a part of that back in August of 2001, and we had Steve on last September, and he was actually hoping that maybe the Ravens would want to do another round of Hard Knocks. But how did that all come together, and what was, A, your influence in that, and then also Steve's?
Well, Steve, it had never been done before. And so it was the owners' meeting in March that year, and Steve and I had lunch, and he said that we have this idea, HBO is very interested in it, and following a team through training camp, and kind of, as I just mentioned, following the story, you know, not just what happens every day, but maybe follow your first-round draft choice, or maybe follow Ray Lewis or Tony Siragusa. Let people get to know them. Let it bigger than life. And you guys are the biggest team right now with the Super Bowl. And, you know, and he's just out of respect, you know, because he had a great and strong relationship with Art Modell. He said, you know, I could go talk Art Modell into this, but I wanted to check with you guys first. And I remember saying, well, you're right. Art would say yes, just for the adventure of it, and because it was brand new. And I said, Ozzie Newsome will say no, that it will be an intrusion to what we're trying to accomplish, which is repeat as champions. And I said, I don't have any idea what Brian Billick would say. And so I went and I talked to Brian, and Brian said, let me think about it. And Brian came back the next day. I'll always remember this. He said, you know what? They always talk about the hangover for the Super Bowl champions. He said, Kevin, but if we have cameras at every practice, I know the players, one, they're going to come into shape in the training camp because they don't want to look bad on HBO. You, this is how Brian thought, you
yeah.
know. And then he goes, the second thing is, my assistant coaches, they're going to be prepared, and they'll have good practices with these guys. And so he goes, you know, the more I think about it, I don't have to give any speeches. The cameras will just give us the best training camp we could have. And so with that, I went to Ozzie and had him talk to Steve Sabol about the idea. And I explained to Ozzie that Steve was generous enough to want to talk to us before going to Art Modell. And he convinced Ozzie it can be done with little intrusion. And then, I had indicated that Brian was interested in it. And when Ozzie went to talk to Brian, Brian told Ozzie that he thought it would be good. And with that, we said to Steve, why don't you ask Art? And like we all thought, Art said yes to it.
I, you know, from a...